in the service with Singh, number 154. Stands 1124. 154. My soul for refuge comes to thee. Beneath thy wings I safe will stay until the troubles pass away. Number 154, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. We shall read to you from God. Article 17 about infection and afterwards Genesis 6. We believe that our most gracious God in his admirable wisdom and goodness, being that man had fallen into temporal and eternal death, and made himself wholly miserable, was pleased to seek and comfort him when he trembling fled from his presence, promising that he would give his son, who should be made of a woman, to bruise the head of the serpent and would make him happy. This far. Genesis 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all virtues. And the Lord said, my spirit shall always strive with men, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy men whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is silent through him, through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of overwood, room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with it. And this is a fashion which thou shalt make of it of. the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh. Therein is the breath of life, the breath of life under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wife with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it be multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus, our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful and gracious Lord, let it not be evil in thy holy sight that we draw nigh unto thee for an undeserved blessing upon our gathering. It is in thy mercy and in thy long suffering that we for the third time in this Sabbath day are privileged to come up to the house of prayer, to hear thy word and testimony. But we are so dependent upon thee, even in speaking and in hearing. It is at the sight of men impossible, as well one thing as the other, because thou knowest how dark our understanding is. And not only dark our understanding, Lord, but by nature there is no desire at all. And we have to experience in ourselves that we are sinful creatures, that there is nothing in ourselves that is looking unto thee. But oh, that it may please thee to remember us in mercy, to look down upon each and every one in this evening, to draw our attention to thy word and testimony, and to give us love in our hearts and desire even to preach the truth, because even that we need it from above. But, O Lord, may us not be ashamed, and may thy word in this evening powerful, that gospel as it is in Christ Jesus, that holy name that is given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. And that we realize, Lord, that outside thee, that there is nothing that can save us. It is all too short, and there is nothing in us that we can appear before thee. But, O, cure us in thy beloved Son, and take reason out of thyself, visit us in this evening. In thy condescending love and favor, and may thy word powerful to true conversion for many in our midst, and also over the length and breadth of the earth. Look down upon thy people and thy children. Thou knowest their needs and their wants. Oh, that this last hour of this Sabbath day was unforgettable for them. That many souls who are in captivity and in bands, and that their soul was set at liberty, and that they receive a foundation under their feet, and the Lord in their heart, and a path for heaven, and that they assure the Lord by the Holy Spirit, and that they are looking for that continued city whose power and founder and builder is the Lord. Gladden their hearts. Thou knowest all their strife and all their affliction, and that by day and by night, but oh, show thyself and reveal thyself unto them, not only as Savior and Mediator, but embrace the souls of thy people, and that the joy of the Lord were the strength of their heart in this evening. Lord, that the outgoing of this day may be to thy honor and glory and our soul's salvation. Remember all those who cannot gather with us in hospitals and institutions and in their houses. Lord, we commend them all at thy throne. Look down upon and sanctify the trial. Be with our boys in the service. Give the government and president wisdom and understanding in the serious times in which we are living. And be with the whole nation, and bless also our fields, Lord, with rain. It is so dry in some places especially. O Lord, gladden the heart of the farmers, gladden also our hearts, because it is thy word and testimony that even the king is served from the field. May it dwell, and that the rain of the Spirit may come down in our hearts in this evening. Be with us and our children everywhere, over the length and over the breadth of the earth. Strengthen thy servants, increase their number, and may it dwell also in that matter. Lord, that our eyes were upon thee, and that we also receive freedom and liberty and wisdom to explain thy word in this evening. Grant unto us a crumb fallen from that mess of stage for our own soul and heart, widows and orphans and widows. Visit them in thy divine favor and supply in our families all the needs and wants for time and for eternity, with the pardoning of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 367, 1, 2, and 3. 367. Your offering will now be taken first for the church and afterwards for our school. Gracious Lord, remember David, how he made thy house his care, how he vowed to seek no pleasure till thy house he should prepare. Number 361, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. beloved congregation. Immediately after our deep fall in Adam, it has pleased the Lord to reveal unto men the gospel. And the conscience of the gospel that is the same as in the New Testament, that is Christ Jesus and Him crucified. And from the beginning of the world, it has pleased the Lord in His mercy to proclaim Christ as that only mediator and savior who can deliver us and restore into the fellowship of God. And that mediator and savior, we need Him above everything. There is no room at all and never any joy and happiness without Him. In Christ is everything that is necessary for us to know, will it be well for time and for eternity. And that was preached under the Old Dispensation very clear. It is my intention to say something of that in this evening. I think very short. Thus, you have not to give your attention so long in this evening, but for this evening, I ask your attention for that text that you find in Genesis 6, verse 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. This part. For this evening, I will say something of that command that the Lord has given to Moses. In the first place, the counsel of God respecting the destruction of the world. In the second place, the command to build the ark, and then in the third place, that safety was promised him if, in obedience to God, he would take a refuge in the ark. We have first in this evening God's counsel respecting the destruction of the world. The Lord has created heaven and earth and also men, good and perfect. There was no imperfection in the creation of the Lord. For that reason, the Lord, after he had created everything, then he rested upon it, and he had all his delight in his own work. But you know what has taken place. It seems that is also the thoughts and opinion of our divines, that Adam and Eve, for a very short time, were in a state of innocency. Luther, as Augustine too, they thought that it was only 7 days that they were in that state. We cannot say 7 days or 14 days because it is not revealed unto us in the Bible. But that it was very short, we can imagine that. Because from the beginning, that the Lord has created the world, and that he has placed Adam and Eve upon in this world, bearing the images of God, the devil he hated, and he had done everything to bring the whole counsel of the Lord to naught. Of course, the devil can well do many things, but he is not able to do everything, and he knows much, but the devil knows not everything. And finally, then he always, that is clear enough, he always comes one step too late. Always. And he got to death. God's people have never reason to fear, because the Lord, he takes care for them and for his church. But of course, in one moment, then Eve, she came under the power of the devil, and Eve and Adam too. And then it seems that the whole creation came to naught, and that the Lord had missed his purpose. But as I say in my introduction already, immediately the Lord, he opened that gospel for Adam and Eve and for his whole generation, for all his descendants. And then through that way, because that is all from eternity, Now, from that, through that way, now all the attributes of the Lord are glorified. Because through the depth of our fall in Christ Jesus, the Lord, He glorified Himself in the salvation of fallen creatures to restore them into the fellowship and communion with God, and that perfectly. Adam, in the state of innocency, it was possible, and it happened also, that he broke the covenant and that he fell out of that state. But in the covenant of grace, that is absolutely impossible. If we are in that covenant, then we stay in that forever and forever. There is nothing so sure and solid than the eternal counsel of God. And what lays in His divine decree from all eternity, there is no apostasy of the saints. But nevertheless, Adam and Eve, they have experienced the fruit of their sins even after that the gospel was revealed unto them. That Adam was converted by the Lord, and that Eve had received grace in their heart, we can prove it with the Bible. And there is one thing that is very clear, namely this, that after that Christ was revealed in the promise unto Eve, that she was longing for that time that the second person in the Holy Trinity, that he took upon him this human nature. For that reason, when that first child was born, that she was so glad. He said, I have received a man from the Lord. And then her thoughts were upon Christ already. And she thought it was Christ. She never had expected at that time that she brought that child into this world, that he would become a murderer. No. And then you can see that each and every of God's children, that they have the bitterness of sin in their life. They have to experience that all, sooner or later. There is no other way for God's people in this world. And then you must think now the people after that fall of Adam, they have learned something. They have seen it for their eyes. But the destruction that sin brings in this world. But, oh, they never shall learn anything. And the wickedness of the people that became very great, the sons of God that was out of that holy lineage and generation, they saw the daughters of men. You know, you have Sem, Seth, and you have Cain. And Cain, that was that wicked generation, and Seth, that was that God-fearing generation. But now the sons of God, they saw the daughters of men, and oh, you know the outcome. What has happened when they came there together? And then the answer was that the Lord saw the wickedness of men, that he was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And then it repented the Lord that he had made men on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. That is, of course, an expression here. We cannot apply that finally to the Lord, because his essence is unmovable and unchangeable. There is, in regard to the essence of the Lord, no repentance at all. No. But even Calvin, he explained that text, that he say, that is humanly speaking, to give us that deep impression, when he was standing there looking to that people, to that generation that was here on earth, that it now was so wicked, and that they were mixed up with one another, that they have no thoughts at all to return to the Lord, and no respect for his word and for his testimony. And then you can see before your eyes, people, how that man now is by nature, and that it repents the Lord, because his original plan from the beginning, that was all broken. And now man, he revealed himself in such a wicked way that it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And then, of course, the Lord, he commanded Noah to make an ark. It was in his counsel to destroy the first world with flood. But now it is so remarkable, before that now the Lord commanded Noah to build an ark, then at first you find in the 8th verse of that chapter, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And there you see the sovereignty of the Lord in the life of Noah. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Was he then different as other people? Not by nature, and not by any merit, and not by any work, but now that free and that sovereign grace that the Lord revealed there unto that Noah. In Holland we say, waar de genade valt, daar valt het vrij. Where the Lord revealed his grace, that is always free and sovereign. We have to say nothing about it, and we can do nothing about it too. No, but that is now only that free and that sovereign good pleasure of the Lord. How is it possible that so many people come against it? How is it possible? We are all the same in heaven. But now the Lord, not looking to that man personally, but Now the Lord, he elected some of that fallen generation and the descendants of Adam. And then their names are written in the book of life and of the Lamb. And they receive here in this life grace from the Lord. And if he ever have found grace in his eyes, then that remains for time and for eternity. We shall never lose it. No. It was impossible for David to lose. It was impossible for Peter to lose. It was impossible for Samson. He came in the latter end of his life in jail, that meant. Really? He came in jail. And still, in the last day of his life here on earth, then the Lord, he came and he visited that man. And he gave him an opening at the throne of grace. With all his needs and wants, and the Lord, he gave him immediately an answer unto his prayer and supplication. And now Noah, he has found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And now Noah and his family, they represented the church of God. And now to keep that church and to protect that church and to save that church, for that reason now the Lord, he commanded Noah to build an ark. Make thee an ark of whole wood. Some people said it was an ark of pine. Another one, he said it was from the cedar tree. We have nothing to say about it. Only we know this, and that is enough for us. And that wood, that whole wood, that it was durable. It was very strong. And that must also be for that ship. Of course, you can imagine that. If you think what there came later on in that ark, and then they have there that ark that must have drived on the water for so many days, and the waves, they must come towards that ship, towards that ark, it must now look of a very strong kind. But of course, finally, then the whole thing that is referring to Christ, because if I have to preach about the ark, and I have to do it literally, oh, that it was a dry sermon. Really. Then it must be very dry. But now the main thing is that all what we have to say about that ark, that it refers to Christ. He is the ark of safety. And of course, there are so many things to consider about the ark. For this evening I will say a few words of the ark only. But at another time, then we have to consider about the person who came into that ark, and then who it was who put him in that ark, and then that safety, the safety of all those who were blessed with a place in that ship and in the boat. Het was een ark, a place of safety, and made by Noah as a command of the Lord. And there you have the same thing as that you find all the time in the Bible, that salvation, that it is not coming from us. And that there is no person that ever found out that way, revealed in Christ Jesus. That is only the vengeance of the Father. And he is the only one who has revealed that, because there is at the side of men never any hope, and there is never any expectation. By nature, we can do nothing else than to live out ourselves. If there was not common grace in this world, oh, there was no life. No. There was no life at all in this world. Because what is now our character? And what is now our nature? And we all have. We all have. And all it takes so little. And we are so confused. Last Sunday night, I was preaching here. And I asked, after that sermon and afterwards, a little fruit and freedom and a little joy in my heart, even to tell Monday morning. And it took not so long Monday morning, I had to talk with somebody in a building, and I placed my car there, but the wrong place, and afterwards I have a ticket. Yeah. And then I thought, oh, I say no, nothing to that policeman, no. But oh, I thought, that is always something. And then, oh, then everything that is wrong, everything. Really? God's people, they come from heaven and hell, and also from hell and hell. That is time and again our experience in this world. Oh, it takes not so long, that it is so nice inside, and that everything lays under. No, we are born to trouble. And a little thing sometimes, even in our family, sometimes longer. And that whole city here inside that is burning. Or maybe you have no trouble with it. But, oh, if in our step in sometimes, unexpectedly, oh, there may be we also something, because that is now our nature, and somebody has this temper and another, but something else. There was no life possible in this world. Was there not common grace and divine grace that is for God's people to guide and protect them, and to bring them with all the ways and with all the things on the door? It is only the Lord's people who takes care for us, who takes care for our eternal salvation and welfare. And that where he has given his only begotten Son, that mediator and savior in whom is only a refuge. And under his wings we are protected. And in his mediatorial word, there is all kind of joy for those people that had an heart filled with sorrow about sin and the pollution of sin and all the destruction that is dwelling in the heart by nature. And now the Lord, he commanded Noah to build an ark. He gave his only begotten Son. And what an eternal wonder that he is the only one who can save us to the uppermost. Who can save us. We can look into ourselves and the whole world. But we never shall find anybody who can deliver us from hell, who can restore us into the fellowship of the Lord. And in that ark that Noah must build there, oh, it was a big ship, because there were so many rooms in that ark. And then you read in the Bible about a window that was in that ark. One window. One. In this church we have so many. But in the ark of Noah, there was only one window. And then there were so many stories. A lower, second, and a third story. It was a very big building. And that refers now to the number of God's elect that shall be united with Christ and comprehended in him, and that shall find shelter under his precious wings. Oh, in that Christ there is a room enough. You read in the Bible in Luke 14 that Christ, he sent out his servant, and then he gave him that message to say to the people, and still there is a room. And that is what we have to preach all the time. The right preaching of the gospel and the true preaching shall never exclude somebody. No, it is for the sheaves of sinners. And we have in our preaching to come so low, time and again, that we say for the greatest of sinners, there is redemption. There is salvation. There is hope, and there is expectation. The devil, he was from the beginning an enemy of God, and he had revealed himself as an enemy of Christ, and an enemy of our soul salvation. It is so awful with the devil. He is as a roaring lion, and he goes round about all the time, looking whom he shall devour. So many people that are in the church, so many devils there are. So many devils. And he is sitting right with us. Three. He is sitting right with us. And if you would say to your wife, now we sit close together, and we sit close to our children, that there is room for nothing, but still he is there. He is there all the time. And if he can draw our attention from the preacher, if he can fill our minds with thoughts of the world, oh, people, you can imagine. Really? Maybe many children have many older people too, I don't know. But many that who say, I go to the church tonight, but we hope it takes not so long. I hope it is very sure tonight. Very sure. You hear never in the show that they say it. No. And you hear never about it in other places of the world. Make it sure. No. And when it is at midnight, they have never enough of it. And then they say, oh, it was tonight. And we were laughing and laughing. And we have so much fun tonight. Oh, if that now it was so in the church, people. If that was so in the church, oh, what a blessing must that now be. Once I saw me laughing in the church, an old man. He is over 30 years in heaven now. And the Lord, he visited me so in that church under the earth and under the preaching of the truth that he started to laugh in the church, that old man. And then his buurman, that man that was sitting behind, oh, he made that man also laugh. Yes. And then later on I saw him jumping on the street in the evening after the church, so glad in the Lord. And so much joy that man have in his heart. Oh, if it is so, then we are not thinking about the world and about the time. No, because in heaven there shall be no time, people. And if we, for our own heart and soul, experience the great wonder that there is a way to escape for the greatest of sinners, oh, you can imagine, people, if I could preach in jail and to come with that message to people that were sentenced to die by the judge, and I could bring them a message that they tomorrow or otherwise are free and that they could go home, oh, you can imagine, then the Lord will hear. And oh, you can imagine that people that would say, oh, you tell me more about. You say how that comes and how that is. And so in the ark of in Christ, there is a room for the greatest of sinners. And as long as there is in this world one man that is not brought in that ark, then the world cannot go away. No. The Lord, he is waiting till the last of his people is dead and brought into the fellowship with God and Christ. And now there was one window in that ark, one. And what is now that window, you think? That one window, that is Christ. That is also Christ. Because you read in John 1, verse 9, that was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. Without Christ as a true light, then everything is dark. And then we never have any hope of self or salvation. No. But in thy light we shall see light. And if we are enlightened by Christ, and by the Holy Spirit for our own heart and soul, oh, then we see the mysteries of the Lord revealed unto us. And it is so necessary, people, that there comes a time in our life that it becomes dark from every side. It is necessary that there comes a time for us that the Lord brings back to us and home to us all our sins and all our transgressions. And that he convinced us about the curse of the law, the wrath of God, and that we look into our desolate condition and state by virtue of the fall of heaven. But then also to reveal unto us that salvation that is in Christ Jesus, where he is the Son of God's good pleasure, the Son of God's eternal love, and that now in that Christ is safety, redemption and salvation, that we find now in him all that is necessary for time and for eternity. And when we receive an eye unto him and upon him, oh, then there comes such a changing in our life, people. A changing, because after the revelation of Christ, that means not that it is false solution for our soul, no, but that means this for ourselves, that we at that time receive so much joy and gladness in our heart and strength in our soul that it is not always entirely gone for ourselves. No. We never can say that there is laid in the revelation of Christ a foundation for our soul and some comfort given to our heart, and we shall experience the strength of it also in the dark times that are coming in our life here below. And then the Lord, he shall come back all the time to what he has revealed unto us. And we also shall receive grace in our heart. With David of old, remember thy word spoken unto thy servant. And now that Ark of Noah, that was a place of safety. So, it is also for God's people, the life that is hidden with Christ in God. And the Lord protect his people in Christ under his precious wings. They find shelter for their heart. And now that Ark of Noah, that was open 7 days. After 7 days, then the Lord, he shut the door. And now we are living in those days that Ark is open. He was already maybe open for you and for me 6 days. That we have still 1 day. Maybe there is people sitting an half day, maybe some an hour, and then the Lord he come to shut the door. 'Tis now the day of salvation, people, and the Lord he calls us in this Sabbath day, turn unto me and be saved. All the ends of the world, all that it may please the Lord, out of his free and sovereign love, that we learn our state and our condition. That he open our eyes. That there is no hope outside of Christ. And that he draws to that ark, that he brings us into that ark, because it is a one-sided work of the Lord, people. And in other sermons we ought to hear what kind of creatures that have came to the ark, and that have all a spiritual meaning. But all the Lord has to draw us, except the Father draw us, we never can come unto Christ. But it is still the time that that ark is open. Oh, that Christ became valuable to our soul, people. And where the devil is busy to minimize sin for us, and afterwards to minimize his grace. Oh, that power of the devil will be broken. And that the Lord come down to our soul, and that he reveal into our hearts personally Christ and his mediatorial work, but that he also gave us that grace to believe in him. As we confess in the 12 articles of faith, I believe in God the Father, but also I believe in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and that he also gave that faith in our heart to believe that he came also for me and for you, and that we in his mediatorial work that we find the foundation of our hope and of our strength and of our eternal joy. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony. Remember the congregation and the consistory. Bless us together in this common week. Look down upon us in thy beloved Son, and be with us in all our ways and under all the circumstances of our life. Give wisdom and understanding, Lord. Bind us at thy word and testimony, young and old, great and small, also the next Sabbath day. And give that thy word have power in our heart, and that it become precious for our soul. Look down upon our families. Thou knowest in our homes the needs and wants. From day to day, Lord, all above everything, supplying the needs outwardly, but also enter into our hearts and into our homes. Prevent us from sinning against thee. Give grace to walk in thy ways, and be with us together with the pardoning of all our sins, and prepare us to meet thee in righteousness and peace. For Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 248. Your offering will be for our school. 248. The Lord with his protecting care shall keep thee from the hidden snare. And what follows, number 248, 3, 4, and 5. compassion of the Lord, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.